listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to talk about wandering and returning. I'm going to read you from James chapter 5, verses 19 and 20, where we read this. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. Now, in the verses right before this, James introduced the topics of sin and confession. Now, in writing, if anyone among you wanders from the truth, James reminded us of the need to confront those who have wandered from the truth. James dealt with those who were numbered among the Christian community, again, if anyone among you, but those who wandered in this dangerous way were professed Christians. And that phrase, wanders from the truth, that's a good picture. Most people don't wander on purpose. It just sort of happens. Nonetheless, it still gets them off track and possibly in danger. James knew that God could use people to help bring them back to spiritual safety and health. That's why he wrote, "And someone turns him back." This shows us that God uses human instruments in turning sinners back from the error of their ways. God can work without human instruments in bringing back wanderers, but he often chooses to use willing, obedient people. One reason is that it brings him more glory than if he were to do this work all by himself. When we refuse to make ourselves available to God's service, weak and failing as we are, then we rob God of some of his glory. He can glorify himself through a weak vessel like you. You should let him do it. We should seek out those who have wandered from the faith and seek to win them back. These are beautiful miracles of grace, and those who work with God to restore those wandering in danger have done significant work. Seek them with your prayers, seek them with your tears, and seek them with warm, persuasive words. Why? Because we read in verse 16, he who turns a sinner from the error of his ways will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of sins. There is a blessing for the one who loves his brother enough to confront him and who turns him from the error of his ways. He has saved that soul from death and covered a multitude of sins. This speaks powerfully of the restoration possible for those who have sinned. Someone can turn from the error of his way and see his soul saved from death. When a person has been so restored, especially if the time of their wandering is long past, it's sad when others still remember them as the one who had sinned instead of the one who has been restored. We should choose to remember such ones for the greatness of their turning from error instead of their wandering into error. Today, do you know somebody wandering that you can pray for? Now, perhaps God would want you to do more than simply pray for them, but certainly it begins with praying for them. God may work powerfully through you to help another person who's wandering.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.